What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Power Play Podcast. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone to please like and subscribe this independent podcast wherever you're listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Review. Your feedback means the world to us.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
It can't be a one-man show out there. Gotta have all the boys involved. Gotta be willing to go to the dirty areas.
Hey, what's up, all you NHL and all you hockey fans? Kevin Weeks here. Just want to say welcome to the Power Play Podcast.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside absolutely nobody in the studio. But once again, we make our return to Zoom because of the quarantine. I have Anthony the backup, and most importantly, I have probably the biggest returning guest of all time. The man, the myth, the legend, Dad, John Milani. I don't like calling him John Milani. It's just weird. I just call him Dad, Pop, whatever you want. Dad, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You've called me a lot of things in life, so I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. I'm so glad to have you back on the show. Anthony and I have been talking about this for a long time. Having the return of the Power Play Popcast, like we did it last year, 2 years ago. We had you on for the Father's Day show, and right. We recorded it in our studio that really wasn't a studio at the time. And we were handing him the mic. I don't know if you remember that, Anthony,
but I do.
Yeah, we had to hand you the mic, and it was just great. We had to bring you back on though for this. And Anthony, I guess I'll send it to you. How the hell are you, buddy?
Doing all right here. Still working during this time of quarantine, but happy to be here with you boys. This is the Popcast Part 2, Return of the Pop.
Return of the Pop.
I'm super.
Oh, that's such a good segment. That's such a good name for the episode.
I'm super pumped. He's going to get in on our start-sit call-ups, a little trivia later. Before we get into anything, I want to send our heartfelt condolences to the family of Colby Cave. 25 years old, Oilers player, passed away this past Sunday, I believe. Absolutely tragic. The story that I've been told about it was he had a brain bleed. They got it to stop, but he was still in a coma. He ended up not making it out of that. Absolutely tragic. He was loved by teammates. You've seen so much pouring out from Boston players where he used to play, as well as players on Edmonton. He's obviously a guy that's going to be missed. The hockey community has done another great job of coming together during this during another tragedy. There was a 15-kilometer car line in honor of him earlier today that I saw on Twitter. So there's the hockey community again coming through, coming together to support each other in this time. So hearts go out to him, but moving on. What do we got?
Yeah, thoughts and prayers going out to everyone involved in this whole thing. It's definitely tragic to hear. But the show must go on, Anthony, and we have a great show ahead of us. We have the usual starts, its call-ups. We've got setup of the week. We've got our daily question. More importantly, though, I want to tease the main event here. We have our first ever battle, our trivia battle between Anthony and Pop. It's a trivia battle between them two, and I think we're going to B-dubs bet it. I'm going to offer one of my B-dubs bets to Dad for this for the main event. So it'll be Anthony versus Dad in the main event. But first, we get into our quick question of the day, and it's going straight to Dad right away. And Dad, I want to know from you. Yeah, you right there. if you can think back, what is your favorite hockey memory of the two of us?
Of the two of us, they could be separate memories.
Yeah, it could be separate memories. It could be whatever you want.
We just didn't play a lot together, Vinny.
No.
The two of us, it's got to be the first time that we threw you on a rink. It wasn't ice, but it was a rink. And your brother there was the goalie. So really, it was the two boys on the ice for the first time, or the rink, the concrete, or whatever it was, asphalt. And we kind of, I think it was middle of the third period, I said, okay, Vin, get out there.
It took you a while to get off the bench, but you got in off the bench, and you kind of surprised me because I thought you were going to stay somewhere around there, and you really didn't. And the next thing I knew, you were across the rink looking for somebody to hit. and there's no hitting. And I'm what is he trying to do? I mean, I could see you zeroing in, hoping somebody comes your way because you ain't going over there. So that's my memory.
Been a pest since day one.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
What's your favorite memory of Anthony? Because I know you had a little bit more time with Anthony, and you guys won some championships. You guys had your glory days. Anthony, for some reason, though, like once he stopped, once we moved, there was no glory days. Anthony's glory days stayed in Fort Lauderdale, and that was it.
I never won again after that.
He never won again. You were the secret weapon to Anthony's success. What was your favorite memory of Anthony's glory days?
I'd have to say there's two in there, and it's kind of – one is really funny, and one – well, it's kind of funny, but he was 5 years old and playing with seven-year-olds. And I said to Anthony, you know, we didn't want to play. I want to play goalie.
What an idiot.
I know that this is the wrong choice. But he wants to play goalie. And put him right in there, and they're shooting pucks at him. Seven-year-olds are shooting pucks at him. And they're hitting him in the head, and they're hitting him, and he's just laughing them off. That's how I knew the boy had brain damage right off the bat.
Mystic puppy.
The second one, and this is going to be embarrassing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, excellent. This is what the fans want to hear. Excellent.
He was in the middle of the hockey game, and all of a sudden, I started looking, and he just didn't look right. So I yell across the rink, "Are you okay?" I didn't get an answer. I'm like, hang on, timeout. We got to have a timeout now. Call him over. I say, "Are you okay?" He says, "Dad, I just don't feel good." He says, "Maybe, well, it was hot that day, so, you know, and we're playing outside. All right, well, you want to sit down?" No, I don't want to sit down. He says, "Wait a minute, Dad." Throws up right in front of the bench on concrete or asphalt, whatever it was. "You better sit down for a couple of minutes." A couple of minutes, nothing. He says, "I'm fine." Went right back in there and kept on going. That's brain dead.
Yeah.
But that's hockey.
The kids.
So I gotta
exactly. That's hockey. That's how it had to be back then.
We actually just talked about that too on the show. We brought up Anthony's throwing up the puke memories. Anthony's puke memories has now become famous.
Yeah, I don't think I told it quite as well, though.
No, definitely not. That was awesome. That's what I wanted to hear because I was really hoping that the puke memories would come up, and it did. I was not disappointed. So that was the quick question of the day. Dad did not disappoint to start off his return. Anthony, it is now time for start, sits, call-ups.
It's time! It's Vader time!
Unbelievable.
I want to get into the whole song.
Dad, I don't know if you heard that. Did you hear what it was?
Yeah, I heard it, but
it was Vader, and it was like the beginning of Vader's theme song back in the day.
The intro to his song.
We have a lot of wrestling like references throughout this show because we are both wrestling fanatics. But Anthony, it is now time for starts, sits, call ups. Where are you going first?
I am gonna go to my call up. Because it's the one that has the most to do with actual hockey. And I'm calling up I know you hate it. I'm calling up Leon Draisaitl. I'm giving him the MVP love he deserves. To me, he was robbed of the Hart Trophy because the season ended shortly. I really hope that they organize some kind of award ceremony for boys because he deserves it. He's had a hell of a season. Bar none, he's been the most important player to his team. He's a huge reason that the Oilers stayed afloat while McDavid's been out a lot this year. People thought without McDavid that, you know, okay, well, what's Draisaitl going to do? Well, Draisaitl went out and scored, I think, like 7 goals in 4 games when McDavid was out. He's absolutely torching the league. I believe he's leading the league in points or right there.
Yeah,
I haven't checked
somewhere
his stats,
up top.
But he's been so unbelievably important to his team and carried the weight when their star was out, that to me it's a travesty that he's not, has a potential of not being recognized this year. And I hope they organize something because he deserves it.
Yeah, I don't – the reason why I brought up the whole, like, when we were doing our pre-show meeting, why I said, oh, that's a tough sit, the only reason why I said it was because I didn't think it was like a like an underrated thing. I thought I agree. I 100% agree that Leon Draisaitl should be the MVP of the league because, like you said, he was without McDavid. No one was – everyone was like, okay, now the Oilers are going down once again. McDavid's out. It's the same old Oilers. But Draisaitl carried all, he carried the weight for the team. I mean, it was incredible. So yeah, I don't.
It's not so much that it's obvious. I know that, but it's more that with everything cooling down, I wanted to call attention to the fact that he should have won it. And I hope he gets recognized.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. What do you have to say towards the people who think that Artemi Panarin should be the MVP?
I love the bread man, but they're not right. They're wrong.
Yeah, I think so. I wanted to pose this argument once I saw your call up. I obviously agree, but I don't like you, so I want to argue with you, and I love arguing. Like, that's my thing.
Hard hitting analysis there, Vin.
What do you say about the people who think that Artemi Panarin? Obviously, this may be some type of homer pick right here because he's a Ranger. I'm a Ranger guy. I truly do think Draisaitl should be it. But what do you have to say about the people who think that? If the Rangers didn't have Artemi Panarin, where would they be? He's been lights out for the New York Rangers. He's been scoring all the goals. When you think of the most valuable player, the award, to me, you have to think, who is – if you take such and such player off of this team is going to be nothing. And if you take Artemi Panarin off of this team, is Zibanejad that good? Is any of the other players around him that good? If you take Draisaitl off of Edmonton, they still have Connor McDavid. They're still going to be set. I think that Artemi Panarin should be considered a little bit more than he is, but what do you have to say towards that argument?
I would say that Artemi Panarin might be a second place, but the biggest problem with Panarin is, and I know it's an individual award, but the fact that the Rangers would miss the playoffs, you can't give the Hart Trophy to a team that missed the playoffs. You just can't. In my opinion, you can't. It would be doing a disservice to players who did help their teams get into the playoffs.
That's fair. That is definitely fair.
But I also think that the Rangers in general, the way they switch lines so much, he's been the key. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
He's been the key. But his supporting cast, Booch.
Yeah.
He's been playing spectacular. And I don't think he gets the credit because
he's the unsung hero in the situation. You have Zibanejad.
He actually takes a lot of heat.
Yeah, you have Zibanejad getting all the love. You get Panarin getting all the love. And Buchnevich, he's been benched. Coach Quinn has benched him several times. So I definitely can see that. And I mean, I truly do think Draisaitl should win the MVP. Right now, I think just a stat check here, Draisaitl is fourth in goals and he leads the league in points. So he's fourth behind Pasta.
That's what I was saying with the Edmonton, there's not much of a supporting cast to help him.
Yeah. But outside of McDavid, there's nothing.
Right. And with the Rangers, you know, as bad as they have played and as good as they have played, he's got more of a supporting cast than Edmonton's got.
Anthony, did you just check out your wife on live television?
Sure did. She just woke up from a nap. She's been napping on the couch.
I literally just saw that. I was like, wait a second. There's the eyes. And then I think did she just walk behind the camera? Like
she's been napping right there.
Live look at the nap spot.
She just walked to the bathroom over here.
That's awesome. I had to call it out. I saw it. I was like, did you just live look at, like, live check out your wife? That's awesome. Moving on though, where are you going to next?
Wild card.
I gotta open up my notes again.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, that was a huge sidebar. You missed the opportunity for a drop.
Oh,
there.
I didn't do. No, that wasn't a sidebar. That was a battle towards your Draisaitl pick.
Okay. Well, either way, let's see here. I'm going to go to my start. I'd like to start Zdeno Chara. I think he's did a great job of defending his goal. It's the ultimate hockey move, defending his goalie when asked about him. There's a lot of questions, especially by idiots in Boston, We've talked about it on here about Tuukka Rask, and to me, Tuukka Rask is probably one of the best goalies Boston's ever had. So when I have the quote right here. So when Char was asked about Tuukka and if he can get them to another championship, he replied that helped. He's ranked first in goals against among all goalies with more than 15 games played, a 2.2 goals against average with an excellent performance that has helped our team be a leader in points around the NHL. So he's throwing out hard-hitting stats and facts to back up his goaltender. Say what you will about his speed and the fact that he's gone down in the recent years, but damn, he is a good captain.
He is, and he doesn't get a lot of I think he's also one of the most underrated captains in the league because are you still checking out your wife on live television? This is unbelievable.
She's being noisy over here.
This is unreal. No, but Zdeno Chara, though, I think a lot of people think that I've heard a lot of people say Patrice Bergeron should be the captain of that team, but no one really knows how Zdeno Chara is in the locker room for his teammates. And this quote that you just pulled is a true sign of that, of what kind of teammate he actually is. And then he's throwing
ultimate
out
leader.
Stats. That's awesome.
He's ultimate leader.
He's throwing out the quick stats. That's awesome. And I think the leader of the being critical of Zdeno Chara's actual play on the ice. I think he's very fortunate that he's a 6'9" and a ballerina. But that was a sick move. You remember that move when he did the spinorama?
6'9" and a ballerina.
It was against the Panthers. It was against the Panthers that game. He did the spinorama like back. Oh, it was unreal.
Yeah,
moving
Jack
on though,
jackass.
Yeah, he is. Moving on though, Anthony. Where I guess you only have one place to go from here. Let's hear it.
One place to go from here. I am going to my sit. I am sitting the NHL. This comes from Pierre LeBrun on Twitter. Blue check mark. You always know the blue check mark.
Always follow the blue check.
A reminder that the NHL is willing to delay the start of next season until November, in order to finish off this season if possible with summer hockey. The NHL believes they can play a full season next year starting in November, which would cancel the All-Star game and bye weeks, and they'd be playing playoffs all the way through June next year. So I am sitting the decision to sacrifice next year for what would already be a tainted season this year. The problem is it would be a tainted season already. So just scrap it, start new. Pop, I know you have an opinion on this. Please, let's
I want to jump in before. I'm sorry, I have to jump in before before Pop goes, because for a little behind the curtain, Dad and I go back and forth all the time about the owners in the NFL and the players in the NFL, and he's on the owner's side all the time. I'm on the player's side all the time. We have our disputes. This right here is the pure, like, it's all about like the making money. This is a pure money standpoint thing right here, where you're not considering the players' health. Obviously, the players want to play these 82 game seasons because they get more money from it too. But when in terms of thinking about the health of these players and the owners wanting to just continue playing no matter what toll it has on the player's body, I mean, it's just greedy. It's greedy, in my opinion.
You're right when you say about that, but you also have to throw in, not only do you have to worry about the player's health in playing the game, they also have to go home and have families. And you have people, look at the NBA. You have players going down left and right. Everybody's saying about the team, the player. Look at the player's families. He's got to go home to that family. What happens if he spreads it through the family?
Yeah. And then that's what we were talking about last week too, with rushing a season. If you do your central located games, you're taking these players away from their families. Like for at least during the regular season, a normal season, they have home games and they're able to go back home. But now between July and August, and who knows, between July and August, they're not going to be at home at all to see their family. And it's like you're risking so much, and you're not even caring about the player's like personal well-being.
You also have to think, if you're going to play in June, and May, June, you're going to have warm weather. And I don't know how the arenas are.
It definitely.
But I can tell you, Madison Square Garden, that ice is not going to be that good with the heat coming through those doors, because I've seen it many times where the ice just is horrible.
We've seen players all around the league in any arena during the Stanley Cup Finals, especially because it's hotter outside, complain about soft ice. So I can't imagine how bad it's going to be in August.
It definitely is. That is a great take, Anthony. That is a good sit. Now, from your own personal, like, selfish standpoint, like, we're all excited. We want to see hockey, but we want to see the best quality hockey. We don't want to see players' lives being risked. We don't want to see a rush season. But what I want to ask you guys, though, is we've had the lockout, and we've had a 50-game season when coming back from the lockout. So why is it okay for that, and we don't really talk about an asterisk when, like, I'm pretty sure the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup the year of the last lockout. But we don't really give that. There's no asterisk really talked about when that happens. Why is now different than then?
Now it's different than then because the lockouts happened at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. No one's in
rhythm.
They had
all season to figure out, and they shortened that season and they had a normal playoff. I don't believe it had that much impact. I feel like you still know who's who in a 50-game season. It's an even playing field for everyone.
Yeah, that's fair.
Especially in the playoffs, shortening playoff series to 3-game series, 5-game series. How many times in recent history have we seen teams come back from 3-0 deficits? It's happening more and more. Even 3-1 deficits, they're happening more and more lately. We saw the Rangers come back 3-1 from being down from the Penguins a few years ago and almost winning a title. It's happening more and more.
I got chills the other night when they posted the video about Columbus upsetting Tampa and sweeping them.
Who would have thought that?
I was like, oh my God, this is so great. I miss hockey so much. I literally, just to talk about, like, sidebars on sidebars on sidebars, where's the drop?
Sidebar.
I literally, the other night, I sat and watched the 2009 National Championship game between Boston and Denver, or Boston University and some Miami of Ohio. It was those two teams.
Is that when they were they streaming it on Facebook?
I remember watching the come, like, the third period last, like, 5 minutes of play where Boston came back and they scored two goals in a matter of, like, a minute. And then they ended up winning it in overtime. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I was so invested in the game. And then I'm like, wait a second. This is old time. This is old hockey. Like, it's not live. Like, and it just brought me back down to earth once I realized that. Completely sidebar, though.
Wait, what were the teams?
It was Boston and Miami of Ohio.
Any NHLers on Boston that
Kevin Shattenkirk was on that team. I remember looking for certain NHLers, and Kevin Shattenkirk was on that team. I don't remember anyone else, but I do remember Kevin Shattenkirk because I was like, oh, hey, there's Shattenkirk. Moving on, though, to my starts, my sits, and call-ups. I'm going to roll through it here, boys. I am starting the Sports Dispatch, and my boy Lee, he wrote this article. He listed us as the number two podcast in the world, the number two hockey podcast in the world. It was a great article, a great piece talking about the top five podcasts. Spit and Chicklets is on there. The Sportsnet, their podcast is on there, the one that Bob McKenzie does. It was a great article, and it was special to see our name on there. It was absolutely incredible to see, and we truly appreciate that a lot, the support from everyone, even across the pond. It was great to see. I don't know. It gave me chills. It gave me the tingles seeing that. So it was great to see. Anthony, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Moving on, though.
The quarantine it makes it difficult sometimes here because we can't be together recording in the safe studio. I'm out here in the elements.
Yeah.
My wife's being loud as hell over here.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Amish, the producer, just walked in.
Hey, I saw it.
He can't hear you. He can't hear you. So moving on, though, that was probably the worst sidebar of all time. If I can hit the drop.
Whatever.
Drop sidebar. Line. There it is. So moving on, though, to my sit, and this is actual hockey talk here, and this is about the draft lottery. We saw I believe it's TSN, they just released their top prospects list for this upcoming draft. And it just reminded me of how shitty the draft lottery is. I hate the draft lottery. It is the worst. It's the worst draft system in all of sports. The NBA does it and the NHL does it, and I don't like it. I don't like how it's just a crapshoot on who's going to win the first overall pick. The worst team in the NHL should get the first overall pick. That, no ifs, ands, or buts. Unless they trade it, then there's no reason why, like, the Detroit Red Wings right now, they're the worst team by far in the National Hockey League. They deserve the first overall pick, and there is a chance now that they don't get the first overall pick. It's obviously been like that for years, but it needs to be gone. I hate the draft lottery. I'm sitting it. Any thoughts, boys? Any thoughts? Yeah. You all agree?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's great. Last year was a prime example. The Rangers had no business getting the number 2 pick.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The Rangers had no business.
The Devils really shouldn't have got the number one pick. It should have went to Ottawa.
Exactly. Well, Ottawa didn't have it. It would have been Colorado.
I think.
Oh, Colorado.
Can you imagine if Jack Hughes was on Colorado? Be nuts.
He'd been in a playoff position.
He would.
I think what the NHL is and the NBA is trying to do is make it exciting for all fans, that for the bottom teams. And I agree with you. It's ridiculous.
It is.
You have a team that finishes in last place. They deserve that pick.
Exactly. And that's why I'm sitting it with all the draft talk now. Because, I mean, we as hockey fans, we're desperate for some type of sports talk. And right now it's the draft, and that's what we have. And I'm sitting the draft lottery because it's a terrible system. My call-up, though, and Anthony was concerned about this. Anthony was excited for this one. I'm calling up George Kittle of the San Francisco 49ers. He is a tight end. For the hockey people that aren't that involved in football or know anything about football, George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers, who are in the Super Bowl. He's friends.
He's a fantasy championship winning tight end.
He is a fantasy paying a full Kittle. We don't have to get into that, I guess. So George Kittle, though, is good friends with Philip Forsberg of the Nashville Predators. And George Kittle released a statement the other day via The Athletic. He said, "I think hockey is the hardest sport because I can't skate to save my life. I don't understand how they can move like they do. Being able to be a friend with one of the best hockey players in the NHL has been pretty cool for me." It's awesome to see other sports giving the respect that hockey deserves, because obviously hockey ranks lower. I mean, it's I would say hockey is the fourth out of the big four sports in America right now. It's NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, or in some order like that. But the NHL is always last, and it doesn't get enough credit. And George Kittle, right now, one of the best players in the NFL right now, giving credit that is rightfully deserved to all hockey players who do it on the daily, putting their bodies on the line? It's not putting their bodies on the line. It is. Sorry. But
well, let me speak to that. The great thing about that is real recognizes real. George Kittle is one of the best at his position in the NFL, so he understands what it takes to play at that level, compete at that level as a pro. So when you understand what it takes and when you understand how hard it is to compete at that level night in, night out, and play professionally, you have much more respect and you understand what it takes even in other sports.
Yeah.
So he's looking at Forsberg saying, "Man, I couldn't do that to save my life." Because he knows how much it takes to do something like that because of his status in the NFL.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean,
relate a little more.
Last season we saw, was it last season or the season before that, but we saw Jalen Ramsey talk about how, like the NHL, like he could easily play in the NHL. Like, does anyone remember that? Does anyone remember like how?
Yeah. Then the Predators brought him out for a game. Did you just not press record?
I did for the video portion. Idiot. Yeah, I just realized it. I'm sorry.
You ruined the YouTube show.
Do you want to stop and restart?
No.
That's what I thought.
I just want to call you out in front of everyone.
I'm gonna put the main event on YouTube. I'm gonna put the main event on YouTube. It's okay.
All right. That's all that matters.
Relax.
That's all that matters.
You want to throw a side sit? This is on the recording. This is on our podcast version. If you want
side sit, I'm sitting Vinny for being incredibly unprepared day in, day out. This guy calls me to his house at 11 a.m. When are you coming over?
Buddy, you literally.
And then I get there, and we don't start recording until 12:30 p.m.
I want to start.
He's there screwing around. He's playing Madden. He's creating drops. He's unprepared. He has none of his shit written down.
I want to start
notes.
I want to start no notes. I want to start the show at 7 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock everyone joins, and then Anthony's still doing the notes. We don't have evidence of that because I didn't hit record, so that sucks.
I have a really good excuse. You want to hear it?
We're waiting.
I was watching wrestling.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Moving on, though. So that starts sits call-ups. Anthony, it's now time for the setup of the week. But before we get into the setup of the week, Anthony, it's time to pay the bills. Make it happen. I actually just sent someone over to Anchor. One of Anthony's friends just started a podcast, and I got him to go on Anchor.
Yeah,
we don't get any money for that, but
we don't get money for that. But quick little shout out to the Suburban Dads podcast. Our buddy Chris and Cole have started a new podcast. I know they're on Spotify. We're working on getting them on iTunes. The podcast about hardcore music and being dad. So if you're into any of those things, go check them out. Give them a listen, like, subscribe. I know they're on Instagram right now. I told them to get a Facebook page and Twitter, so be on the lookout for that as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And Anchor, that's the one good thing about one of the many good things about Anchor is they do all the work for you. All you have to do is literally put your show out there, post your episode. They will literally put it on every platform there is. So definitely check out Anchor. But without further ado, Anthony, it is now time for your setup of the week. Where are you going first? Oh, first. There's no first. It's only
there's
one
no
setup.
First. You're just dumb. My setup of the week, our boy Brett, hopefully he's listening. He'll like this. Comes from the goaltender for the Des Moines Buccaneers from Des Moines, Iowa.
You got
obviously.
That one? Can you say Des Moines?
Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines, Ottawa. It's Cameron Rowe. He has an absolutely nasty setup of Brian's, of course, the best. I'll show a little picture to you boys right here. It's actually showing up.
Hey, leave it there. Leave it there and talk.
Yeah, so that's the setup right there. It's a beautiful, like, it's almost like an old school looking setup. Something you see like Kevin Weeks would. I feel like Kevin Weeks would want to set up. It's the one great thing about the Buccaneers. They have the red, white, and blue color scheme, similar to the Rangers. Their pants are actually the same pants that the Rangers use. The same color scheme, exactly. But this setup, it's got the blue on the outer roll there. And then it's got the red with the blue trim on the design. Absolute beauty of a set. Also, this kid, Cam Rowe, also plays for the U.S. National Development Team. He's got some sweet pics on his Instagram and the USA jersey. He's got the USA on the chin of his mask. It's kind of hard to see in the picture. USHL goaltender. So maybe we'll see him in the pro someday.
You know where you can see that picture at, Anthony, if you decide to post it? You can check it out on our Twitter at the Power Play Pod if Anthony decides to post it. Now, Anthony, I wanted to ask you about this live on the show, a little behind the curtain stuff here. Do you want to do a bracket for all of your setup of the weeks?
I would do that, but that seems like it takes a lot of effort and time. And though I may have the time, I do not want to put the effort in.
Unbelievable.
So I apologize. I apologize to everyone, but we're not going to do that.
I might make it happen. Maybe. Don't put it.
You know what we could do? We could do like head-to-heads, like weekly head-to-heads, like a poll.
Oh, that could be our new poll. But, yeah.
And so, like, if you win one week, you move on.
Look at this live show planning on the pod right now. Live show planning.
Well, do we ever plan anything?
No.
You know, otherwise, besides fly by the seat of our pants.
No.
That's what we do.
But what I did.
I feel like our audience has come to expect that.
What I did plan though was this main event, this epic showdown, this epic main event, Anthony. I'm just gonna leave it to Bruce Buffer.
It's time!
It is time, dude. That drop gets me so hyped. I don't know, you guys. If you listened to the last show, you might have heard it, but it's Bruce Buffer, and he's just like, "It's time," and it's so great. Gets me so hyped. It's time though for the epic showdown, the trivia challenge between Anthony and his mentor. His dad. It's dad. It's Anthony. It's a trivia challenge. Are you boys ready?
Yeah.
So you're not ready, Anthony?
I'm just trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Just get to it.
I hate you so much.
What are you doing? Just
so
get to
much.
It.
Okay, Anthony. So here are the rules. Laying it down here. I'm going to give three questions to Anthony, and I'm going to give three questions to dad. Whoever answers the most questions right at the end of the game wins a B-Dubs bet. Now, Dad, let me inform you and the rest of the listeners about our B-Dubs bets. It's a Buffalo Wild Wings trip. It's plain and simple. Winner of this gets a Buffalo Wild Wings trip on them. And for me, I trust Dad is going to win this. So I'm giving him.
Wait a second. Back up to what you just said.
What?
You said whoever wins it, it's a trip to Buffalo Wild Wings on them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to pay.
No. Okay. It's going to be on the loser. Sorry. It's going to be on the loser. So the loser of this trivia challenge is going to have to pay for the other person at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah.
All your life you've been pulling that.
Yes.
And
yes. But
I finally got you on the air.
Hey, either way, I'm putting my faith in you, Pop, because I'm giving away one of my B-Dubs bets. So if you lose this, I have to pay for Anthony at Buffalo Wild Wings.
You're putting your money on Dad, basically.
I'm putting my money on you. Now, I could have cheated this whole thing and gave Dad just real softball questions here, Anthony. You don't know.
Knowing you, that's something ridiculous you do.
We'll see. So first question is going to Anthony, and it is going to – I'm gonna try and softball this, okay?
All right.
Teemu Selanne is one of two NHL players in history to record 50 goals and 100 points in their rookie season. Who is the other player? A, Mike Bossy, B, Luke Robitaille, or C, Alexander Ovechkin?
Mike Bossy.
Wow, you're an idiot. It's Alexander Ovechkin.
Really?
Wow, unbelievable.
I thought it was Bossy.
Oh, I'm so excited about
you're in
this.
You're in my head right now.
He's rattled. He's shook. All right, Pop. Here we go.
Bossy had that big year, so I would have said Bossy too.
Yeah. Nope. Same.
It was Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yep. You got
Wait, what was the question so I can fact check you?
Teemu Selanne is one of two NHL players in history to record 50 goals and 100 points in their rookie season. Who is the other player?
I think if you would have switched that and used Ovechkin at the beginning, I think he would have got Teemu Selanne at the end.
I like to give challenges.
I would have got Teemu Selanne if he was the answer. Because I know he scored 70 goals in his rookie season.
Teemu Selanne was in our last week trivia, Anthony. That's why I did it this way this week, because I knew that we did Teemu Selanne last week.
He was a big Teemu Selanne fan when he was kind of,
the same size as he is now?
To a grasshopper, yeah.
Where he's the same size as he is now? All right, Pop. Here you go.
Wait, hold on. But before we get into it, you know how many points Mike Bossy had in his rookie season?
How many?
91.
Yeah.
So close.
Yeah, that's
so close. So I'm not an idiot, Vinny. You're an idiot.
I thought you would have known Alexander Ovechkin had 50 and 100 in his rookie year. That's a big deal.
I thought Bossy had 100.
Yeah,
I was pretty sure of it.
You were wrong. So
all right,
there you
go. All right, go ahead.
All right, Pop. Here's one for you. It's a true or false question. True or false? Henrik Lundqvist has the most shootout wins of all time.
I I'd have to say true only because they didn't have a shootout, years ago. So it's got to be a player right now. And Lundqvist would figure because the Rangers always lost in overtime.
He is close. It is false, but you're on the right track. It is a player who still plays in the league today. Anthony,
wait.
Can you steal it?
Let me steal here. I'm going to go with DeFlower.
And you would go with the wrong answer, but you guys are both close.
You guys
are both close because DeFlower is third. Henrik Lundqvist is second. And number one is Ryan Miller.
With
57.
Miller,
only one. So it's 57, 56, and 55.
So those are the top three. We got the two and three.
You did get the two and three, which is great. So, all right,
you don't win anything.
Yeah, no, you both suck. You both are 0-1 right now. So Anthony,
what happens if it's a tie? You got to pay both of us.
I'm gonna try and come up with
If it's a tie, Vinny pays.
No, if it's a tie, you. No, wait a second. No, if it's a tie, you both are buying me B-Dubs because I shut you both out.
No, I buy new shit.
I know you're – trust me, Anthony, you're going to have to buy me a ton of stuff because Dallas isn't winning the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you lucky son of a bitch. You're lucky that you couldn't have to, you know, to pay out on those bets because it's a wash. Dallas, one, would have made the playoffs. Two, would have went won the Western Conference. I think they could have won the Cup. And my prediction still stands. It would have been them and the Flyers. That was my prediction.
So back
I stand by that.
Back to the trivia here, Anthony. And after your rough start, I'm really that was a softy for you, and you messed that one up.
I just needed a little warm up.
So let's go in the cage here. What goaltender in NHL history has the longest home shutout streak? Is it A, Bobby Lou, Roberto Luongo? Is it B, Patrick Waugh? Or is it C, Ron Hextall?
Patrick Waugh.
It is Patrick Waugh. That is correct. Patrick Waugh is the current leader, has the longest home shutout streak.
That was a softball because Patrick Waugh was my idol growing up. My first ever goalie mask was a Patrick Waugh Canadiens themed street hockey mask. That was my first ever mask growing up. I love Pat. I love Richter. Richter eventually became my favorite, but my first favorite was Waugh.
You suck. I should have done that one first then. But
you should, that was the softball.
But Roberto Luongo and Ron Hextall are still in the top five of that list, so that's why.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I knew Bobby Lou would be. He's got a lot of records himself. And
dude, you know, I was looking at the records.
Hextall, that piece of shit, was, you know, he was up there too because he had good teams.
That's true. So I honestly looked at all the records. Marty Brodeur has a lot of goalie records. He's got a lot of goalie records.
I do not like the man, but oh my God, he was a hell of a goal. When he was on, he was on, and he was able to do it for a long time. He broke a lot of single season and a lot of career records. Nothing but respect for him as a player. Don't like him personally.
Don't like the fat guy.
My favorite quote ever, the fatso forgot to shake my hand.
From Sean Avery. Sean Avery.
My boy, I think he celebrated a birthday yesterday, so happy belated to
Sean Avery.
One of the greatest Rangers to ever do it, Sean Avery, baby.
So, all right, we're moving on. We're stepping back into the time machine. We're heading over to Pop. Pop, here's your next question.
I kind of think this game is a little 50-50 here.
Dad,
was one of his favorite plays.
I bet on you here. You need to win, okay?
As soon as he said Patrick Waugh I said, oh, if he doesn't get this one,
honestly,
I know my Waugh trivia.
Let's go back to your question I gave you, that true or false question about Henrik Lundqvist. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought that Henrik Lundqvist was even in the top five in shootout wins.
They won a lot of shootouts over the years. He used to be one of the best in the shootout.
Yeah, but you got to remember, the shootouts have been just recently.
That's fair. So, all right, Dad, moving on to you, though. Next question. Marc Messier ranks second all-time in regular season games played.
True.
No, it's not true or false.
Oh, you see, I could have got that one.
who is first? Who has the most regular season games played in NHL history? Is it A, Gordie Howe? Is it B, Wayne Gretzky? Or is it C, Jaromir Jagr?
Jaromir Jagr.
Damn it, Dad. No!
Yeah.
It's Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe's the answer.
You know why I said Jaromir Jagr?
He's third.
Because I just heard a quiz question on what Jaromir Jagr did. And I was going to say Gordie Howe because I know it's Gordie Howe. For some reason, I got Jaromir Jagr in my head, so I lost another one.
I
would have said Jagr, too, because I thought Gordie Howe split a lot of time between the NHL and the WHA. So I thought his WHA games would cancel out.
But they also consider with the WHA as a professional hockey, and they put them both together.
I'm thinking, okay, yeah. All right.
And it's funny because the question that you're thinking of, Dad, was actually through my text message with you in our group chat. I brought up the whole Jaromir Jagr.
You screwed me up.
It was the
nickname
question.
Good move.
Dude, it was the nickname question from the Bar Down quiz videos. That was literally Jaromir Jagr's name. It was something awesome. Anthony, that's moving funny. On to you. Now, these are supposed to be the hardest questions of the night. And I hope Anthony might – I don't know if Anthony will get this just off pure guessing or what. I don't know. Ilya Kovalchuk currently holds the record for most shootout goals in one season. Who is behind him? Jussi Jokinen? Alexander Ovechkin? Or Wojtek Wolski?
It's a good question.
I know it is.
I'm going to say Wolski because he was like a shootout technician.
He was, and that is the correct answer.
That's the only reason he was on the Rangers is because they put him in the – he played 5 minutes a game. They throw him in every shootout.
That was the correct answer. So technically –
yeah, Wolski.
Technically Anthony wins because now that was two and Dad can only get one. But
– he can only tie. He can only tie.
But I will give you
– oh, you can't even tie. You can't even tie.
I will give you – because I am the ruler of this and I'm the host of the show and it's my show.
And you screwed me up in the last question.
I am going to give this question – bonus point. I'm going to give it this question worth 2 points if you can get it right.
Oh, boy.
Who was the first New York Ranger player in history to record 50 goals in a season? Is it A, Vic Hatfield? Is it B, Adam Graves? Or is it C, Rod Gilbert?
Rod Gilbert.
Damn it! You didn't get it either.
Great, it's Gravesy, right?
It's Vic Hatfield.
Oh, Vic! Oh, I didn't even know who the hell Vic Hatfield is.
It was Vic Hatfield. I just had to see his.
Damn it! I gotta buy Anthony a beat. Well, I still don't buy you a beat ups, but it's.
It was Vic Hatfield, but Vic Hatfield came along about just a couple of years before I became a full fledged hockey.
I was gonna say, I don't know who that is,
but I can't take it away from you because you had two questions. So I had to say that just to see Vinny's. I mean, if he would have seen his own face, he nearly died on that one.
I'll go back and I'll be able to go back and see it when I edit the show together.
Where he would have really got me, if he would have said Don Murdoch.
Well, the thing is I looked up Ranger goal scoring records, and Rod Gilbert is up there, and I think he actually leads the Rangers in all time goals.
Yep.
So that's why I had to throw that one out there. But Anthony,
I just love your reaction.
Anthony is the victor, and I will give you a minute worth of time for a victory speech.
I'd like to thank no one except myself.
Selfish.
I have myself to thank for being here. I have myself to thank for all the glory.
Cut the heel promo.
I would like to tell everyone else that it was all me. Woo!
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm actually happy you did the woo because that was, I think, the first time you ever wooed on the podcast and it didn't blow out like the speakers on the on the recording. Like normally when you woo, it goes in red and it's like it freaks out. And you were actually in when you just did that, it did the red. But when you did the actual woo, it was just straight up. It was yellow and it was good. Don't do it again.
Woo!
That's still yellow and I'm okay with it. I'm gonna end the show though, Anthony. On that note, Dad, do you have any? I feel like you have final thoughts here. I feel like you're gonna be the one to interrupt me here.
I want to ask you a question now.
Oh
boy!
Turning the tables.
What New York Ranger defenseman is known for getting real angry at a goal and ending up putting his goaltender out for months?
I know the goalie was John Davidson.
Yes, it was.
I don't remember the player. Nick Fatiu?
Nope.
You're not getting me on this one. I don't know.
Dave Maloney.
Damn it.
He was going to stick at the goal, at the crossbar, missed the crossbar, and caught Davidson in the back of the leg.
I've seen the clip. I forgot who it was. Damn it.
Oof. That's a tough
we
one.
We saw Davidson go down. Couldn't figure out what happened until we saw Maloney's broken stick.
And you're like, oh.
Well, on that note, folks, though,
that's good.
I got to wrap it up. It's funny because, Dad, you interrupted my close. Anthony is the one who normally interrupts my close, but it's not a close without the closing drop.
Well, wait a minute.
You're
Before you do
here?
That, can I say something? In all seriousness.
Didn't you see my sign? Didn't you? Okay, hold on. Before we get into it, before you do this, we have to peel the curtain back because we always peel the curtain back on this show. Before we did this show, before we actually had a pre-show meeting to give Dad the lowdown on how the show goes, and he brought up a good point that whenever I do a drop, because no one can hear the drop on the recording or on the actual Zoom meeting that we have,
I have to say, you'll understand why I did.
So I do a baseball thing whenever that happens. So I did the baseball thing for my drop. Yeah, like that. Dad's doing the Macarena over there. What is your interruption here?
Okay. I just want to send out a get well real fast.
Let's hear it.
One of my best friends out in New York, Mike, who came down with the virus. And the last thing I heard, he was doing all right, but, you know, he's not out of the woods yet. So I want to just let him know that he's in everybody's prayers. Get well soon and love you, kid.
100%.
Absolutely.
And that's why I had to stop you, Vin.
Well said. Yeah, well said. I guess
we're behind that.
I guess I guess that one's okay for sure. And I mean to add, I mean anyone who's going through this, everyone is obviously going through this hard time. Everyone, be safe. Take care of yourselves. You obviously see it through our podcast and probably everyone else's podcast. No one's doing in studio things now. It's all through Zoom. It's all through some type of recording because we're all trying to practice safe habits with this awful virus that's going around. Take care of yourselves. On that note, folks, Anthony, do you have any final words before we end this thing? Because you also always interrupt me. I see where you get it from now.
I do usually interrupt you, but as there's not much to talk about as far as current events in the hockey world, I don't have much. Just everyone stay safe out there. Practice social distancing. Hopefully we'll be able to get past this. Get back on track here so everyone can get those summer bodies in shape, get ready for hockey season.
100%. On that note, folks, don't forget to follow all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. That's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's Twitter. And be sure to like and subscribe us on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Make sure you drop a review, drop that 5 stars, or even drop that 1 star. Let us know what you think of the show, even if you hate it. And
let us know what pieces of shit we are.
Exactly. 100%. And we're also back on the tubes. As long as we're doing these Zooms, we're back on the YouTube. Go check that out. Drop a comment on there. Let us know what you think of that as well. And share. On that note, folks, for Anthony the backup and for the man, the myth, the legend, Dad, I'm the one and only Vinny Milani. Thank you, and have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.